Aleishu chelek beis tav reish mem alef, paragraph daled, gidul batira, growth. Be'inyan ze rabu amekiris. There are numerous sources in this context. Uchva herachnu baze bechama mekomeis, in Aleishu, we discussed it in a number of places. Virak lishleimusa in anechazo unvaye bekitzur. Just for the completion, for the sake of completion, we'll explain here briefly. Ve'ha'isek batira hareze mis ale, says the Mishnah Pekei Avos. One involved in Torah rises, grows, is elevated. Shenema, quotes a pasuk, imimatana nachaliel u menachiliel b'mois. This is a growth process. Shnei talmidei chachamim hamechadedin ze lazeh b'alacha. You have two scholars who are sharpening one another. Matzliach lehem v'lo yidele she'oilin ligdula. They grow. A Gemara in Shabbos daf samech gimel. V'toyisfoyis ksubois daf samech gimel. Kav'u kedavar pashut. In answering a certain question that they had, they establish it as something obvious that the derech hu be'elech l'nmoyit sh'nasam gadoil. That's the way. It's to be expected that somebody is departing in order to go and learn, he will become great. That's what we expect. Ve'ein ha'kavana b'ze l'ribuy ha'yedi'ois amis v'sefois l'adam b'limudoi. They did not intend to speak about the quantitative aspect, that the person will achieve more and more, and learn more and more. Ki b'ze oid lo'in ya'adam gadoil. That doesn't make a person an adam gadoil. El ha'adam b'ser adam niyegadoil. What Tosfos means is that the person, qua person, as a human being, becomes great. Im bedas, im bemidois, im behasagot b'masim. In knowledge, becomes a great person, or in midois, in perception, in achievement, accomplishment, but the person as person becomes great. Paragraph A, periya urviya, reproduction. Ve'af hu pasach v'darash, gamoin chagiga daf gimel. Divrei chachamim kedorbonois uchmasmeris netuim, the pasuk says. The words of chachamim are like a spur and like nails that are nailed to one place. Lama nimshelu divrei Torah ledorbon? Why does this pasuk compare the words of Torah to a spur which is used to direct the cattle? Loimar lecha madorbon ze mechavenes hapara litlamea lo yitzi chayim leilam. Just as you use a short whip to guide the cow, the bull, in the furrows when one is planting and plowing. And that brings life to the world, because by plowing one prepares a field. Af divrei Torah mechavenim es leimdehen midarkei misal darkei chayim. So to divrei Torah direct and guide those who learn it from the paths of death to the paths of life. If you're making this comparison, it might be a whip is something that's movable, it's mobile. Maybe the Vetirak should also be seen as something that's not fixed. Talmud Omar Masmerois. So the rest of the Pasuk compares the words of Torah to something that's nailed in, which is, of course, permanent, fixed. But then I might go further and think, this pasuk compares divrei Torah to a nail. Nails don't grow. They if anything, they rust and become chipped or whatever it is. Av divrei Torah chaserim lo yisrael. Is that true for divrei Torah? Temulma netuim. The pasuk uses a word which connotes growth, planting a tree. Man netia zei para verava av divrei Torah parin veravin. To teach us that just like when a person plants a sapling, it brings forth fruit. So the divrei Torah reproduce and they grow. Says the author, Harei meforashkan, ki divrei Torah mechavnin es limdei nedarkei chayim. Number one, it's explicit in this passage that divrei Torah guide those who learn them into the paths of life, veshem parim veravim, that they have this aspect, this quality of reproducing and becoming more numerous. Gam ze yedu lechol tomid chacham. There's nothing mysterious. Any scholar knows. Ki dvar Torah echad hoylech u'misrachev b'meshech hazman. You can start with one dvar Torah and expand upon it over time. Ve'nitan yivnois alav oylamois shlemim. You can build worlds on that. It grows. It expands. Me'idach, on the other hand, divrei chachamim kemasmerois hakevuim b'mkomam. This Gemara established that divrei chachamim are like nails or pegs that are fixed in place. One cannot move them. They're not movable. One cannot uproot them. Where are these words of Torah fixed? If you look at the rest of the Pasuk, it reveals Kulam nitnu meri echad. They were all given from one shepherd. El echad nesanan, one God, or the one God gave them. Parnas echad amaran mipi adon kol ha'masim, one leader, Moshe, said them in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the answer. Kol dvar Torah mushash belokus. Every word of Torah is rooted in Elokus. Ve'kavua sham mibli efsherus la'azizay misham. It's fixed within HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One cannot budget. Umeilokus yonekes achayus v'sakoch latzmiach lehafroiz ulharbois. It's from that that it draws the ability, the life, the vitality, and the ability to grow and expand and develop. Paragraph Vav Tenu'ah. Animation. בעניין זה אנו הולכים אחרי רבינו הגדול המהר"ל נשמס עדן בשני מקומות נפרדים בספריו. Two different places where the Maharal discusses this. Number one, אם בחוקי סי תלכו שתהיו עמלים בתורה. Begin of Parshas בחוקי סי, רש"י קורץ חז"ל. What does it mean שתהיו עמלים בתורה? To toil in Torah. ומבאר בגור אריה רש בחוקי סי, the Maharal there explains. ומה שמעתי שתהיו עמלים בתורה? This idea, Hainu mipnei shekasuv halimud bilshon halecha, because the pasuk expresses here the learning in the terminology that connotes walking. Im bechukei say teilechu, to walk. Ki halecha yesh batorach ve'amal, because walking involves effort. Kach tiyu amelim yegim. The Torah wants to convey this idea that one has to walk in Torah, one has to expend effort. V'yesh lefaresh gam ken, one can furthermore say, shehalecha sheadam hilech mimakoyim lemakoyim, ken yeh amel batorah, another idea over here, to go from one place to another, is the idea of growing deeper within the Torah. That's called walking Torah, to produce deeper and deeper analyses and insights. The author says, the diligence that one invests and the toil, that's the beginning of Amal Torah. The true toil that the Torah is seeking over here is what it refers to as walking. After a person has already analyzed the Amad Tzoras Adishmati as a picture of the form of the sugya, of its elements, he should not find it sufficient, but rather go deeper and deeper. בדרך זו ניתן לגלגל ולהעמיק בסוגיה אחת במשך כל החיים. In this fashion, one can go deep and deep in one sugya throughout one's life. ואכן אנו רואים בגדולי המחדשים בתורה. We see this with great innovators in Torah, שעסקו במשך כל החיים בעצם סוגיות. They apply this to the same sugyos over and over and over, אם בשמת תסעים באגדתה, whether it be in הלכה or in אגדתה. ותמיד העמיקו וחידשו יסר בהן. And they found more to get into the fun, greater depth and greater innovation. Hare amalat Torah hi halichat midis b'Torah. That's called walking constantly. Vezoi hatnuah b'ruchanius. This corresponds in the physical world. We have walking in the world of the soul. It's also called motion, animation. She simanachim nadagas Torah. It's an attribute, a symptom of life on the level of Torah. The Maharal reveals something even deeper. Lo yisule befaz, it cannot be traded for gold. He's commenting on the statement of Rabbi Yosei over there. Yehi chelki mimeisei bederech mitzvah. Rabbi Yosei asked that he should have the portion of those who die on the path of mitzvah. Bechasav huzal, the Maharal writes, v'lam amar im hameisim bederech mitzvah v'lo im oisei mitzvah. What does Rabbi Yosei mean? He wants a portion with those who die on the path of the mitzvah, not with those who do the mitzvah. What he means is that those who are dying on the path of the mitzvah are in the process of approaching of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're on their way to Him. And that is counted, it's tantamount to being with Hashem. Moving towards the target is like being with it. Somebody who's done the mitzvah, has acquired it. Yes, he's acquired the particular level which those who accomplish a mitzvah, do a mitzvah, have. We can't say about it. Once he's finished, he's no longer on the path of attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aval kasher hu meis b'derech mitzvah, the person is on the path of mitzvah, is on target. V'haya mis'alel is the big boy, mitoch zehri hu meis, he was on, in the process of attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that path he died, harei mis'dabek in Hashem Yisbarach. That's in Derech Chayim al Avois Perek Daled, in his commentary to Pekei Avois. The author says, harei tenu'ay la mitzvah hi advekus amitis. The Maharal is saying the true attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when a person is moving towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki bazeh adam olich miskev l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher gomar ha-mitzvah, yesh lo madrega v'sachar. Of course, when a person finishes, when he completes a mitzvah, there's a certain achievement over here. There's sachar and there's a level. Aval ha-dvekus shebatnu'a kvar nifseka. But that attachment associated with motion towards the target has ended. Zeu siman chayim muvak. This is a clear, unequivocal sign of life. Kol chayim misnei. Life is characterized by motion, animation. If you have a living creature and standing in one place the whole time, it's paralyzed or ill or something. There's no life without animation. And again, just like on the physical plane, life is characterized by physical motion and animation. So to the supreme life, what we've been speaking about in this chapter, the Torah grade of life, is characterized by spiritual motion. That's why walking in the paths of Torah is amal. That's the real effort that we're striving for. Walking towards a mitzvah is the desired attachment. A person who finds it sufficient to delve into sugya once, learn it once, analyze it once, it's not yet alive. Not the one who's finished it, but rather the one on his way. One cannot be stationary. One cannot be stagnant in Torah. Those are the words of Hillel, of course, in Pirkei Avos. One who doesn't add will cease to be. Conclusion. A person who learned this chapter and thinks that the whole thing is metaphorical, einoi ela tu'e, he's making a mistake. Yesh lakachas hadavarim davka kipshutam, one has to take it literally. Haklal harishen bebanaz divei Torah v'chazal u'ladas she'en sham melitzos. The first klal in understanding the words of Torah and Chazal is that it's not just turns of phrase, metaphors, allegories. U'tzachim lemot hadavarim kipshutam, one has to learn it simply. V'rak az ye'u l'adam v'eram ha'pinimi, only then will they illuminate with their inner light. When we spoke about six characteristics of life in this chapter, of natural life. So corresponding to that, in the level of Torah life, there are six characteristics that one has to find in the Torah life of the Torah personality. The source, the root of everything we've spoken about is the Pasuk in Va'eschanan. You are attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have life. Adkan.